PuffloRadio.com.
Yeah.
PuffloRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro in the audio.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
Call is now being recorded.
All right, so if you don't mind, why don't you tell the audience your alias and where you're from?
Okay, my name is Buster Brown. Yo, what's good? It's Buster Brown. I'm from Miami, Florida. I'm repping on what part? Cary City, Liberty City, and Opa-locka.
That's what's up, man. Now, you're a hip-hop artist, right?
Yeah, correct, pretty much. I'm pretty much like a universal artist. I just don't put myself in one category. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, I know that. I heard that, bro. I heard that. So, why don't you tell the audience where they can find you at on the internet? Like, you got a main page that they can go to, or YouTube or Twitter?
Okay, if you're looking for me on YouTube, you would probably want to just type in B-U-S-T-A Brown, Buster Brown. As far as, like, Twitter, you can find me the same way, Buster Brown, underscore, B-U-S-B-U-5-T-A, underscore, Brown 724. Or you just type in Buster Brown, it'll come out the same way. And as far as, like, right now I'm getting the website started. We just ain't finished it up yet because we're trying to add a clothing line on it, too. It'll be BusterBrown.net. So, you know what I'm saying? And on Facebook, if they want to look me up, they can look me up the same way, BusterB1 on Facebook.com. You'll find me.
That's what's up, bro. How long you been doing music?
I've been doing music for about, like, seven going on 8 years now.
How you like doing it?
honestly, man, I can tell you, it's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears went through it all. It's just like, you know what I'm saying, you got to respect the grind because it's just like, you know, it's always light at the end of that tunnel. So I'm just still driving for that line, man, driving for that light. You know, it's hard work, but it's gonna pay, it all pays off, though.
What's been some of the hardest things that you had to overcome since you've been doing this?
Honestly, the hardest thing to overcome is criticism, budget-wise, you know what I'm saying, loyalty is a must, you feel me, and
yeah.
I said that's really like the main things, because you just like, once you have those, and another thing that's hard to overcome is like the team, you have a strong team.
That's crazy, man, that's a good perspective, I can understand that for sure. Now tell me, like, what's going on right now with the music? Like, what was your last album, or do you have a current album out?
My last album that I released was TGIF, Thank God I'm Fly. You can find it on that Piff. Yeah, Thank God I'm Fly. You can find it on that Piff. Right now, currently, I'm working with VIP artist. My manager Jennifer, she's basically just setting up a lot of shows, a lot of radio interviews, and interviews and stuff. I want to give you a big shout-out, man, for this interview, too. We're just definitely just, like, booking shows, trying to touch different venues, going to different music conferences, DJ conferences, and trying to get, like, singles out, trying to get these singles out there, because, like, everybody's hungry for music right now, so that's what we're trying to do, feeding with music.
Definitely, yeah. Man. So tell me what you may sound like. What can people, when they come to hear your music, what would they hear?
Oh, man, when people hear my music, they say I sound different. They say I sound like something they haven't heard
really?
Before. That's a plus in my book right there. And,
yeah.
Plus, you know, like, it's something different. You know, it feels good when somebody can be like, you can sit down and listen to your music, but they can't listen to everybody else's music. So that's a plus.
Right.
That's a real big plus. And like I say, just sounding different, just doing something different from what everybody else is doing.
That's what's up, man. Do you work with different producers, or are you like how do you choose beats and stuff like that?
My work with different producers. A group of producers that I work with. It to the Beat, Flawless Tracks. Man, I even work with there's one that I had in Miami. Also Ron Don, Bugatti Joe. Bake. There's many producers that I work with because I just don't just put myself in one position and, like, you know, beats. I don't like beats sounding too much. So I kind of like reach out to different producers and try and get like a different sound. And most of my friends who I grew up with, they're in the production, so they always reach out to me like, man, I got a beat for you. So, you know, I'm always open. Yeah, you can't be stubborn, man. You can't be stubborn when it comes to making music.
I understand that, man. With you being down there in Florida, man, I know it's like a lot of competition down there, especially considering the big names that are down there. How do you maintain down there, you know, in the music game?
Honestly, the way I maintain it is networking, man. That's the whole key to it. Networking and just like, you know, it's a networking and budget. If you ain't got no budget, your best bet is the network. You feel me? So you can get that budget. Yeah. So, like, you know what I'm saying? As far as like competition, it's just like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm not, one of my friends said, it ain't no competition, really. It's just like, you gotta like, just like, place yourself in that race and try and win. That's just it.
Man.
That's the only way you're gonna win. You gotta look at it like it ain't no competition, because it's just like, if you look at yourself like, oh, it's competitors in there, then it's just like, you know what I'm saying, you're gonna be worried about the next person. And you'll never get that far worrying about the next, you'll never reach your journey worrying about the next person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's totally true. That's like a marathon. I understand, man.
Yeah,
pace yourself. That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
So. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm basically like back and forth from Orlando to Miami because, like, I know I'm and I touch Tampa sometimes because those areas in Florida are really most of popping. My next own venture is like Georgia. I want to reach out to Georgia and try and see what's going on there now.
Definitely, that's a good place to start too. I mean, well, not start, but that's a good place to choose next. That's for sure, man. I wanted to ask you, do you do collabs with other people too?
Yeah, actually, I'm open to any artist as far as like independency wise. I'm open up to a lot of artists. I'm trying to reach back out to Clyde, who I used to open up, who I used to do shows with. In 07 and 08, I used to open up for him. I was on the Hustonomics tour with Young Jock and Gorilla Zoe. So, you know, like, I pretty much have a little name for myself. Back to where it was, because I was in Gainesville, Florida, doing a lot of things. And it's just like the networking area up there, okay, but it's not like as popular as it is in Miami or Orlando or in Tampa.
Yeah, I can believe that. Definitely believe that. So, if you don't mind me asking, how many albums have you had?
Man, honestly, there's five albums right now on that pick. You can, and I have like mixtapes, like you said. I work with other artists. That I did collaborate with. Like I said, I'm not stubborn, but you don't know where you can take you. You can do a track with an artist that's not signed and they'll probably be heard, and you can do a track with an artist that is signed, and they'll probably be, the track that you deal with the unsigned artist probably might be more popular than the track you deal with the signed artist. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm not stubborn as far as like working with people.
I understand that, man. Totally. Totally understand that. What's like when you listen to music right now? I mean, you know, I know we gotta still enjoy it no matter who's creating it or what you feel about it. But like, what's one thing about the music industry right now that you don't like?
Honestly, what I don't like is just like a lot of The thing that I don't like about the music industry is just like I can honestly say that I see like a lot of like copycatting going on. A lot of people not giving people credit for what's due. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like styles, craft. I see a lot of that not going on, and I feel like they should really like show respect to that. You know, like a lot of people who like started a lot of things. Or like, like that. Like, and I think like as far as like they bringing the 90s back, I think they should reach back out to like some of the artists who like paid the way for like them, like, you know, like the Tribe Called Quest. Like, reach out to certain artists like that and try and find like that sound of hip hop that everybody's used to hearing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I understand.
Like I listened to J. Cole's album, for example, and I heard like some of his songs and some of his production, and it seems like he really dug into that chest and like really dug into that bag of old hip hop and tried to bring that out. And I like that. That's dope. And I didn't even listen to his album. I didn't even purchase his album. Actually, one of my friends were riding and listened to it, and I was just like, man, I like this.
pretty hot. That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of music out there that's, like you say, not getting that recognition, and the old school artists definitely ain't getting that recognition. But that's a good point, man. I wanted to ask you, what advice should we give to, like, younger people that are trying to come up in this game, or just in general, like business in general, professionalism? What advice would you give them?
I say my advice would be, work on your mind frame first, as far as like, make sure this is what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, don't just say like, oh, well, I see everybody else doing it, so I want to do it too. Make sure this is something that you want to do and put your heart into it. Make sure you got a strong team, people who believe in what you're doing. Are you gonna have to make them believe in what you're doing, and make sure you have a budget. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is free out here. Even though it may look easy, just because, you know, it's not like how I was back in the day, where like, you know better than I do, like how I was back in the day, like where they're signing you just off of talent. It's not like that anymore. Like right now, you gotta have your own budget. You gotta have a solid team. You gotta have a fan base behind you. And if you don't have that, you know what I'm saying, record labels, you're gonna get overlooked.
Got that right.
You're going to get overlooked. So my advice to anybody would be, like, hard work, it does pay off. You feel what I'm saying? That's my advice.
Man, that's great advice, bro. That's good for me, too. What are you performing in your area right now?
Yeah, actually, I was supposed to be doing a show last Tuesday at G5, but they ended up canceling it. It was at the Gentleman's Club, G5. But right now, we're looking to do more shows. I'm about to hit this conference, Coast to Coast, with Coast to Coast DJs. On the 27th, I believe Nano's supposed to be there, so we're gonna see how that goes. Other than that, you know, we're gonna keep you tuned in with more shows. We're gonna keep you tuned in as far as like more shows, videos, and photo shoots. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I got a clothing line start. As soon as they get pop up, I'll be sure to make sure Jen, my manager, she sends you a sweater.
Yeah, gonna need that.
Yeah, man. Most definitely. Everything. How everything going
up
on your way? Everything good?
Oh, man. Ohio's good. Ohio, I'm in Ohio. I'm in Akron. So, right now, I mean, the music scene up here really ain't the best. It's probably one of the worst, actually. There's a lot of people that do music here, but, you know, it's hard for us to break through. It's hard to get a budget. It's hard to do anything in Akron, Ohio. But,
yeah, man. But I know y'all got a lot of talent up there, though, man.
Oh, it's crazy, though. I mean, it's like everybody you run into over here can spit a hot 16 and just kill them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it just don't make no sense.
Most definitely, man. You know any artists that you know what I'm saying? That's like, you know what I'm saying, that's really doing their thing. Like, link me up with them. I'm willing to like work with anybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm not stubborn, dude. You feel me? Whether it be an R&B artist, a pop artist, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love music. Like, my manager said, I love music. And like,
that's what's up. Like, I definitely. Yeah, I can definitely suggest a few names. There's a few people up here that's really, really got a nice sound that probably would work real good with your sound. I wanted to ask you also, considering that's the future and collaborating with different artists, what you got? What's the plan for the future in relation to your next album?
My plans right now is I'm supposed to be collaborating with Space Ghost Perk. I don't know if you heard of him. He has a movie going on with Ray the Clan. We're supposed to be doing a lot of collabs. Don, this dude named Ron Don. A couple other artists, Stan Luke, Lucci, he's actually a football player. He played for the Carolina Panthers. He's starting to do his music thing, and he's doing a lot of performing down here. Yeah, he's doing a lot of performing down here. So basically, I'm just trying to like network with as many people down here in Miami, because like I said, I travel a lot. So I'm just trying to network and touch base with a lot of people who are doing their thing and trying to come up. You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome, man. That's real good, man. It's good to hear. If you, I want you to give some shout-outs, if you don't mind. Like, just let people know who you appreciate, you know?
Yeah, man, I definitely want to give you a big shout-out and all the fans up in Ohio, man. You know what I'm saying? Big up. I know LeBron was supposed to do it up there, but he did it down here. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, he said he was going to come back down there. I want to give a big, big shout-out to my whole Camp Flyboy Music Group, Real Hype Promotions, Mad Max, you already know, you know what I'm saying, showing mad love right now. You feel me, Jen, you know what I'm saying, without her, none of this would be possible. God, they have to be fired, you know what I'm saying, everything, and I just want to thank everybody who's just, like, tuning in right now and keeping it locked, you know what I'm saying. It's going to be more to come. I want to give a shout to everybody in Miami, River City, Kansas City, you know what I'm saying, we just going to big, everybody just waiting for everything to pop up.
Yeah, I meant to ask you, where you came up with the rap name that you're using?
Man, to be honest with you, I hope I don't get judged with it. I used to be in some trouble in high school, and one of my friends' aunt, she came up with the name one day. and it just kind of just stuck, because I wasn't really into, I was into music, but I wasn't really into music. I was much more of a battle rapper. And my friends who actually rap, they were rapping, and like, you know what I'm saying? I used to just like tag along and just like try to rap with them, because I was more into sports. And stuff like that, man. I lost my scholarship, man, in college. I had just like rap with my last thing that I knew that wouldn't let me down. And that's just, man. Ever since then, I just been going hard body.
Ooh, that's the motivation for you right there, man. If the audience missed the point of the interview, what would you say to them to try to sum it up, you know?
The point I say is just like, you know what I'm saying, if you don't do anything, put your mind to it, really. And like, don't doubt yourself. The minute you start doubting yourself, that's when you, like, you just like, you know what I'm saying, you backing yourself up. You putting like a detour in the middle of your roadblock. If this, like I said, this is something that you want, and this is something that you're going to do, then do it. But don't put no roadblock and say, well, oh, it's a doubt in my mind, I ain't going to like my music. Because once you start doubting yourself, you doubt on everything else that you're trying to accomplish. So my whole thing would be like, don't doubt yourself. Believe in yourself, you feel me, that anything is possible because it is.
That's what's up, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, because, you know, like I said, I done seen, like, days where I used to say that I wanted to do this, and, you know, like, it happened, because it's just like, I just cut my faith open and kept believing, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about, man. You gotta have faith, man.
I believe you. I believe you 100%, man. You give it that dream, and somebody else is going to adopt it, you know? So
yeah,
you
got to
take your baby and develop it, you know?
Exactly.
Did you want to say anything else to the audience? You want to tell them why they should come check the music out?
Yeah, man. Definitely, like I said, go to thatpimp.com. Check out the music if you don't know about thatpimp.com. Check me out on YouTube. I got videos on there. Right now, we got Don't Be Mad, and we also got So I Chill. Make sure y'all check that out. And the banger that's really like touching the streets right now is Get Like Me. That's a real big banger, Get Like Me. So make sure y'all turn it up real loud in y'all car. If you download it on YouTube, turn it up real loud. That's the banger right now for the summer. And look for me to come into your city real soon to like perform that.
That's what's up, man. From Florida to Ohio, and just like a Brown, like you said.
You already know. Shout out to all them, you know what I'm saying? Them real fans out there in Ohio, you know what I'm looking to see what y'all gonna do for this football season, man.
No doubt, man. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. You know, we go hard up here on the sports tip. You know, so I used to be an athlete myself, kind of had a similar situation with what you had. But things happen different for all of us, and, you know, we keep moving on forward no matter what, you know?
Yeah, man, because I was actually going to be a Golden Gopher.
What?
I was going to be a Golden Gopher. I was headed to Minnesota.
Really?
I was at Minnesota. I was a Golden Gopher. I was playing punt return and pickup return and wide receiver, but... You know, things happen. One of my friends got the that was just like a breaking. That was just like a breaking edge for me right there. But like I say, you know what I'm saying? God put me in this place right here. Everything happened for a reason, man.
It sure do. You gotta make that reason exist, you know?
Yeah, man. But yeah, like you said, I gotta make that reason exist. But like I say, appreciate the love, man. Max, and appreciate the love, Ohio. Got rocking with your boy, Buster Brown, all the way from Miami, Florida. Like I say, Florida all the way to Ohio.
Man, it's a good look. You know, it's two of the most powerful states in the United States, in the world, honestly. It's like two most powerful places in the world, you know, what we do and how we do it. So, you know, we really can't go wrong at this point. So I do appreciate, you know, your time, man. If you ever doing something new, you say you want to roll, you got to go to a show, and you want to do an interview, you can hit me up, text me, let me know you want to do it. I'll take care of it for you, man. We'll put you on the same page, upload you, get your own page and everything. I'm going to take care of all that stuff in a few days or so. And I'll send you all the information and everything, you know, and then we'll keep promoting, we'll put your music on the show and stuff like that, and then we'll try to get you some collabs, you know, and if I can initiate some collabs for you, then I'll do that for sure. So give me a little bit of time, but I got you, bro.
That's what I love, man. Like I say, like, any artist that you know that's like looking to work with different artists, like, just hit me up. I mean, like I say, I'll send you the link to my music, and make sure you hit me up on Facebook and request me, follow me on Twitter so I can follow you back. And I could just like stay in touch with you or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
And I'll
let you know, because I know like they're supposed to be starting. Like I say, Space Ghost, you know, they're supposed to be going on tour, and I might be going with them. So if everything go cool and we're in Ohio area, I definitely hit you up so you can definitely come out to the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely, man. I'll be looking forward to that, bro. We're going to host the page at bustabrown.proflowradio.com. So in a couple of days, that'll be active. And it's B-U-S-T-A, of course. You know,
of course. That's right. That's right. Don't get it twisted.
That's what's up, bro. That's I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, well, appreciate the love, too, man. I'll definitely make sure I share that link, too.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know.
Spread the word.
It's Pro Flow Radio.